All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Can you believe it is 1 week until Christmas Eve? Can you believe that?
No.
Man, it went by fast, didn't it, this year? Going by fast. Seems like God is speeding up time. Let me say it, everybody in the chat. Mike Griffith's on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Hassle-Free TV is on. Kept Guy One is on. Milwaukee James is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Heinz Lake Donovan is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. Hassle-Free TV is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. John Phillips is on. Sunboo 45 is on. Grididum is on. Dave Souders is on. K4. VMS is on. LA 106 Times is on. Sexy Pony's on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. A. Wethy's on. Todd Suff is on. Sheila K's on. Joanne's is on. Judy Anita's on. Black Bart 201 is on. Becklin 60 is on. Deb Plant is on. Jim Brody's on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Conservative Waffles on. Veronica 18201 is on. Let me see. Confederate 1 is on. Wilbur's Bud 1 is on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Hotshot Insights is on. Scooter 887 is on. Granite 2468 is on. Uncle Wally is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Let's hop into some of these before we get to Derek Chauvin, which I'm scared to actually talk about Derek Chauvin because that could be the entire show. I'm like, it could go that way. But I'm going to try to even make that brief. Let's go to the first one, though. Let's talk about my favorite thing. Let's go talk about drones again, shall we? I can't stand the story. Honestly, I can't. But, I mean, I believe there's something insidious going on. I really do. But I just can't stand the story because we really can't get any insights in it because the government, including, I'll show you this in just a second, the military press secretary for the Air Force says that nothing is classified, but they're only giving classified briefings. They keep saying these are just civilian drones out there. Remember Alejandro Mayorkas? Because DHS has been dispatched there, FBI, you know, Department of Homeland Security is there, folks. You can feel better now. The FBI's there. You can feel better now. They've been dispatched, and this all started November 18th. And they keep saying that there's no drones flying over military installations, except for last night when there was one flying over a military installation in freaking Ohio. Just so everybody knows. So we keep hearing about how these things are absolutely benign. There's nothing to them. It's all a bunch of Americans, as Alejandro Mayorkas says. Remember, he also said the border was closed when he had 15,000 illegal border invaders crossing the southern border every single day. He said the border was closed, though. These people are absolutely ridiculous, lying, soulless scoundrels is who these people are. And they keep saying that. There's nothing to this. It's just civilians. Alejandro Mayorkas says there's 8,000 drone flights a day, and this is one of them. You have 50 of them flying in from the ocean in the middle of the night. And those are civilians somehow? What are they all out? The 50 civilians go out in boats, launch their drones, and then fly them into New Jersey? It's amazing what people put up with. And Democrats know there's something insidious to this. They know there is. But they're so devoid of integrity because it violates their party line, they won't tell the truth. Adam Hughes tweet, cover up after recurving a classified briefing. Rep Michael McCaul, who, by the way, is a giant glistening rhino turd, says the drones over New Jersey are from China. Aaron, how does Trump say China?
China.
From China. Why are members of Congress contradicting the White House claim that the things people are seeing are planes? So the White House is calling all of these drones planes. And no Democrat will actually challenge the narrative of their own party because they're devoid of all integrity. They're devoid of human dignity. They're just absolutely devoid of a soul. You know this is crap. I mean, if you're a Democrat, you know that those are not airplanes, but yet you tote the party line. And again, how good could your narrative and agenda be if you have to lie to institute it? So why are members of Congress contradicting the White House claim that the things people are seeing are planes? These people are receiving top secret classified briefings. Mike McCaul, though, he's a giant turd. And he needs to be investigated about with his financial dealings, too, inside of Congress. Believe me. But anyway, I digress. But so, Benny Johnson video. Listen to this exchange between the Pentagon press secretary and the press, who are finally starting to ask questions, when this all started on November 18th. Play for me, Creighton.
Just why does it have to be a classified briefing if these are just hobbyist drones? They're not military drones. Why is it a classified briefing on the Capitol Hill?
I'd have to refer you to Congress on that. Sharing as much information as we can here. I don't have the briefing in front of me, so I can't tell you specifically, you know, what aspects are classified or not. I can assure you, though, that, again, we are sharing as much information as we can based on what we know.
So once again, he's asked about a military response, and he wants the press to be referred to Congress. Why can't he answer the question? Again, she asked, you guys are all saying that these are just simply benign drones. They're just flying through the sky. They're civilian operated. But yet, you're giving classified briefings to Congress. If they were simply planes, like Alejandro Mayorkas says, like the White House is saying, planes that hover over a house for 15 minutes that are the size of an SUV, they hover over your house. Those that get into weird formations and hover, those are planes. I mean, again, and I don't mean to be redundant, but I just don't understand how anybody could be a Democrat. How in the world, these are your leaders right now. This is your DOD, this is your DHS, this is your FBI, and they're actually espousing that these things are planes? And all the Democrats, okay, we'll buy into that narrative. Do you realize why you lost an election? And by the way, let me just say this. Trump won the election, got 76 million votes. And the only states that Kamala Harris won were those that don't require voter ID. So what are the real election totals? I mean, did Trump get 90 million votes and Kamala Harris get like 41 million? Seriously, what are the real totals? And they wonder why they're losing elections. It's because New Jersey is basically an all-Democrat state, although Trump didn't cut that lead in half. He used to lose by 13% the first time, and he lost by like 6, 7% this time. And maybe it was less, maybe only 4%. But anyway, these are all Democrats looking up in the sky and going, okay, those are drones, and there's 50 of them flying over my head right now, and we've never seen this before. We know that's not planes, and we know they're not private drones because we've never seen it before. Basically, every night, how often do you see a drone? Never. Sometimes you see them during the day or whatever, and people, you got hobbyists out or whatever, but during the night, how often, really? I mean, seriously, I mean, some of you might see them in bigger cities, but how often do you see a drone at night? I mean, rarely, if ever. And now there's like 60 of them floating around. And you're a Democrat and you're looking up there and you're saying, oh, wow, there's a lot of drones up here. They're hovering. And then your DOD, your president, your vice president, your presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, your DOD press secretary comes out and says, nothing to see here, folks. Those are all privately flown drones. And none of them are flying over military installations until they get photographed flying over military installations. How can you be a Democrat? If you want to be an independent, which is useless, but if that's what you want to do, fine. But how in the world could you be a Democrat and espouse these bold-faced freaking lies? Unbelievable. All right, change the subject. I have to show you this. It's kind of just a brief little blurb, but I had to show it to you. It's referenced the Madison school shooting. Three people died, including the shooter. Western Lensman video. I want you to see a comparison because this is the leftist, you can automatically tell, leftist gun-grabbing police chief in his ideology versus what is actually implemented on Capitol Hill. Play for me, Creighton.
Place at the school, and did the school have metal detectors?
I'm not aware that the school had metal detectors, nor should schools have metal detectors. It's a school. It's a safe space.
All right, Aaron, if you just mute that for me and just play it side by side whenever you get the chance. So he says schools shouldn't have metal detectors because they're schools. He just had a school shooting in his district and still espouses the narrative that you shouldn't have metal detectors in schools. And I spent most of my law enforcement career at the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office in the youth services section with services schools. And I always said we should have giant fences around these schools because they just have targets painted on them because they're so easily, I can't even say they're easily broken into. They're just easily accessed. You just drive onto any school campus anytime you want. And basically, there's not even a locked door. I used to say there needs to be a fence and a single entry to every school. And we don't want them to look like prisons. Why? I mean, are kids going to be psychologically harmed because their school looks like a prison? Who cares? Nobody cares. Nobody wants to be there anyway, so they probably like that it looks like a prison. So, I mean, this guy, this is a school who shouldn't have any military. Look at Capitol Hill. This is a Kennedy getting wand on his way in. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being, like, cavity searched, and I'm being hyperbolic, on his way. Look at this. This is what our betters get. Our betters get that, and our kids get an idiot like the Madison police chief saying our schools shouldn't have metal detectors. but make sure our betters are protected, but not our kids. Our betters are protected. Gavin Newsom makes sure that his kids were never locked down for COVID, but your kids were. Our betters get hyper protection. They get extreme protection. When you have RFK Jr. going through a metal detector and gets wanted after going through the metal detector, they're going to make sure that RFK doesn't commit a mass shooting on Capitol Hill. That's the level of protection there. And again, something you hear all the time on this podcast. How many police officers do they have on Capitol Hill? In a two square mile area, how many police officers do they have? Capitol Hill Police Department. Not talking DC Metro either, by the way. I'm saying Capitol Hill Police Department. 2,700, might be up to 2,800 at this point because they keep increasing their budget. The entire city of Seattle has less than 800. The entire city of Detroit has less than 900. But Capitol Hill, we make sure that our betters are safe. Can't stand it. I mean, it really ticks me off. All right, let's move on to Derek Chauvin here. Big news. National Pulse tweet. Derek Chauvin has finally won something in court. And let me just, lay the groundwork and maybe we'll go deeper. But Derek Chauvin did, all of you that are watching, 838 people that I can see watching, also people watching on Christian Television Network from Naples all the way to Sarasota right now. Derek Chauvin did not kill George Floyd. I know all of you know that already. But he couldn't have killed him. The only way that he could have killed him would be asphyxiation, i.e. strangulation. How can he be asphyxiated when his lungs were fully oxygenated at the moment of death? Oh, does anybody know? That his lungs were never severely obstructed, ever. Now it turns out, by the way, get this, Aaron, he had a tumor on his heart.
Oh.
And all Chauvin wants is, you know what, can somebody look at this, please? So if he didn't asphyxiate him, which, by the way, he can't asphyxiate a person with your knee on the back of their neck. So how did Derek Chauvin kill him? Again, if you're a Democrat, how in the world do you look yourself in the mirror and have any semblance of integrity and think it's great that Derek Chauvin is spending 22 years in prison? And again, I've said this many times, but I just want to lay the groundwork. And they stack the charges against him, first-degree manslaughter, second-degree manslaughter, second-degree homicide, blah, 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 blah. Stacked all these charges. Even if you find somebody guilty on all of the charges that they stacked against him, his sentence on average in Minneapolis would be 11 years, and they give him 22 years. So again, this doesn't have anything to do with guilt or innocence. Remember, in a criminal trial, it's proof beyond a reasonable doubt, preponderance of the evidence in a civil trial. So this has nothing to do with proof beyond a reasonable doubt. This has to do with if we find him innocent, what will be the political ramifications? People are going to riot. It doesn't matter. If you want a judicial system that's honest and fair, a lady that's holding the scales with a blinder on, then it doesn't matter what the repercussions are, the political repercussions, your personal political repercussions as a prosecutor, as a judge, or anybody's political repercussions. It doesn't matter. You find is he guilty beyond a reasonable doubt? See, our judicial system is a giant poop show right now. Absolute poop show. Because it's all about, if it's the severity of the charge, you have to find the defendant. If there's a severe charge, then the defendant has to be found guilty. It's nothing to do with the severity of the charge. It has to do with the evidence that he or she committed the crime or did not. Derek Chauvin could not possibly have killed George Floyd because he was never asphyxiated, but he was found guilty of asphyxiating George Floyd. How's he in prison? How'd he kill him? It's a very simple question. Latest from National Post, Raheem Kassam. Latest, judge grants Chauvin's lawyers access to Floyd autopsy samples, confirms he was alive at the hospital. This was a murder trial. Why wasn't he granted access to autopsies samples during the first trial? Anybody answer that? Just a question. By the way, he's been found guilty both with state, again, he's been found guilty of state laws, of violating state laws and federal laws. He pled out to the federal ones because he has to. There's no way around it. Let's go on to the next one. Jack Posobiec tweet. Did you know the FBI held a meeting? Did anybody know this? I didn't know it. You might have known it. I had no idea. The FBI, here they are again. Disgusting, brown shirt, Gestapo for the Democratic Party. Just disgusting human beings. I mean, I'm talking about all FBI agents. People always like, they always want to qualify it. You know, not the rank and file. Not the rank and file agents. No, all of them are disgusting human beings. Disgusting. Because the only way that you can be a man or woman of integrity inside the FBI right now is if you're a whistleblower. That's it. They are disgusting. They are violating the constitutional rights of Americans, arresting them for crimes they didn't commit, and arresting them for crimes that don't exist. Disgusting human beings. And listen, I'm going to tell you something, FBI agents. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. Make sure that you're keeping your files. Conserve your records. Because Cash Patel is coming January 20th. Be ready. The FBI. Weird. Why would the FBI be there? With the George Floyd medical examiner before he released the autopsy of Floyd's body. The original autopsy showed that Floyd had no physical evidence of, what's the word, Aaron? Asphyxiation.
Yep.
No. Okay, so the original autopsy says that it's impossible for Derek Chauvin to have killed him, but we have to make sure that we assign blame and guilt to Derek Chauvin because we're scared of the political repercussions. Or, you know, we just hate the guy. You don't send somebody to prison for 22 years. You don't send somebody to prison for 22 minutes because you hate the guy. Listen, again, I was a cop for 25 years, 92 to 2017. Been involved in a lot of arrests. I wouldn't have handled the arrest that way. It could have been handled way better. He should have flipped up. He should have flipped George Floyd on his butt and sat him against the police car, but he'd be dead anyway. He had three times the lethal amount of fentanyl in his bloodstream. He's a dead man walking. And a tumor, not around his heart, on his heart. And what did he die of? His heart stopped pounding, folks. He was never asphyxiated. Go to the next one for me, Creighton. Jack Posobi again, breaking George Floyd's medical examiner. Changed the autopsy report after a meeting with the FBI. Why was the FBI involved in the George Floyd autopsy to begin with? So they changed it. They meet and the guy changes it to something else that Derek Chauvin had a contributing factor to his death. How? The only way that Derek Chauvin could have killed George Floyd or contributed to the death of George Floyd is if he was asphyxiated, and he was not. There is 95% oxygenation rate at the moment of death. He was never, his lung capacity was never hindered, ever. And it's come out now that that's what Derek Chauvin's looking for, is to get the medical records of the tumor that was on George Floyd's heart. On his heart, folks. Not around it, on his heart. And to mix that, you already have a tumor on your heart, and then you dump three times the lethal amount of fentanyl in your body and you already have a tumor on your heart and Derek Chauvin killed him? But people won't stand up, because if they're the one that sets Derek Chauvin free, they're going to be called a racist. Who cares? Who cares? All it's going to be are leftist black and white people calling you a racist. The racists themselves who call you and I crackers are going to be the ones calling you a racist. Just like the killers call you a killer. The people who have a wide open border say it's a closed border. The people who want to use the vaccine to stop transmission infection, using a vaccine that doesn't remotely stop transmission infection, only causes extreme harm and death. Same people. Why would you ever worry about what they say about you? All right, change the subjects here. Johnny Midnight video. By the way, I just kind of titled this whole part of the show Fake World. It's all a fake world. Derek Chauvin didn't kill George Floyd. Fake world. It's a fake world. More fake world. Remember, Donald Trump was committing a election interference in the state of Georgia. And they told us, you know, Nathan Wade, who got between $600,000 and $700,000 from Fannie Willis, paying him twice as much as he paid every other attorney when he had no qualifications to try the case. What was Nathan Wade's job before he started having sex with Fannie? You know, what was his job before that? He was a traffic court judge. He had no idea how to prosecute a RICO case, and now he's going to prosecute the most famous man in the world? Well, he was getting help at the White House. Johnny Midnight video. Play for me, Creighton.
Georgia prosecutor in the Trump election meddling case testifies before the House Judiciary Committee. That's Nathan Wade, and he admitted he met with White House staff on several occasions while working on the investigation that was led by Fulton County DA Fannie Willis. He also says he had to brush up on his knowledge of racketeering law. So that continues.
So Mike Davis, again, conspiracy against rights. He does not have, that's a criminal charge in federal statutes. It was all committed against Donald Trump. He does not have the legal right to meet with Donald Trump's number one political opponent to discuss prosecuting Donald Trump. It's a conspiracy against rights. He doesn't have the right to do it. What in the world is a Atlanta? And by the way, he charged Fannie. That's part of her $700,000 he got from Fannie Willis. By the way, after they got the $700,000 that she funneled, they both used it to travel the globe. So that's criminal in and of itself. But anyway, he billed Fannie Willis 16 hours as he was at the White House. Where are you at, Democrats? Can you imagine if the reverse was done in a Trump case? If we as Republicans were trying Joe Biden, and it was like, say, Ken Paxton in Texas, and he's meeting with the Trump administration? I mean, you're just devoid of all semblance of a soul. Listen, sometimes Trump is wrong. And you know when Trump is wrong, you know what I say? Trump's wrong. You can't do that. You have Nathan Wade, who, by the way, both of them perjured themselves about their relationship, too. She's always saying that they became lovers after she hired him. Aaron remembered. I don't remember now what the stats were with the apartment visits and the phone calls. It's like thousands of phone calls and hundreds of apartment visits prior to him being hired by her.
2,000 phone calls.
2,000 phone calls.
I remember that.
And I don't know. I don't remember how many midnight to 4 a.m. booty calls Fannie booty call Willis. I mean, how many of those there were? Because he's all tracked on his phone. He was there long before she was there. And so she lied under oath saying that she hired him after. That she hired him before they started dating. So it wasn't nepotism at all. And then funnels. So they were dating, exchanging 2,000 phone calls. And then she funnels $700,000 to the man. What were all the other attorneys making? Half that. Extreme corruption. And I just don't understand how a Democrat can't say, you know what? That should never happen, even if it's a Democrat. But none of them say that. None of them ever say that. All right, where the heck am I? All right, National Pulse tweet. This is all fake world. Fake world. Donald Trump committed election interference in Atlanta, Georgia. No, the only people who interfered in the election in Atlanta, Georgia was Fulton County, Shea Moss, and Rudy Freeman. They interfered in the election. And Rudy Giuliani has to pay them both $48 million, cut in half, $24 million each. Because Rudy Giuliani was found guilty of defaming them by saying there's a videotape of Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss feeding the same votes in the same machine over and over again. And that video wasn't allowed to be shown at trial. That's the state of our judicial system right now. So National Pulse tweet, again, Raheem Kassam, article link, just go down to the middle here, go down to the pick. DOJ Inspector General says Schiff and Swalwell behind Russia hoax leaks. I thought Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. Fake world, COVID, fake, climate change, fake, closed border, fake, inflation is transitory, fake, ocean levels are rising, fake, vaccine, fake, but deadly, COVID, how they espoused it, fake. It's all a giant fake world. All the various accusations against Donald Trump, Russian bounty scandal, fake. All fake. It's a fake world. Absolutely fake. Most of the time from Democrats, but oftentimes too from Republicans. So from the National Pulse article, the Department of Justice Inspector General released a report last week revealing Democrat members of Congress and their staffs actively leaked, get this, Aaron, leaked classified materials. Okay, that's a crime.
Yeah.
Guess who did it? Fang Fang and Pencil Neck. Right here. Those guys, right there. Those are crimes. And here's the thing. Leave this up for me. Will the Trump administration have the intestinal fortitude? I believe they will, to prosecute these guys. Because you're going to have to prosecute them. Or they are going to send you to prison. They're going to send, like with Cash Patel, no, is no longer the FBI director. These two, probably because they're from Northern California, of course, the brand new senator from California, Adam Schiff, and Swalwell, Fang Fang, gets elected over and over again. If you don't make them live with their own policies, make them live with their own tactics, then they are never going to stop, and they'll come and prosecute Cash Patel and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Well, no, we won't do anything wrong. It doesn't matter whether you do anything wrong. All you have to do is fill out a probable cause affidavit in the District of Columbia, and every judge, jury, and appellate court will find you guilty, even if the elements of the crime are not on the affidavit. Because they certainly weren't with J6. Fake. It's all fake. So, Democrat members of Congress, those two idiots, and their staff actively linked classified materials to the media to push the Russian hoax narrative. Those are crimes against Donald J. Trump during his first term in office. According to the report, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Aaron, you're going to be shocked by this. Shocked. Get ready to act shocked. You know, you can be fake. You can act shocked.
Okay.
Because we're just the fake world part of the show. According to the report, the Federal Bureau of Investigation was aware of the classified leaks and their sources, but failed to pursue the matter. There you go. Good job. Good job. Everybody's shocked.
Wow.
Because the FBI only prosecutes Republicans or conservatives, not Democrats. Representatives Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell were named in the report as having purposely leaked classified documents. Why has the attorney general not already prosecuted them when his IG says that they leaked classified material? Why didn't we just go through this, Donald Trump? Even though Donald Trump was legally in possession of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago under the Presidential Records Act, and he had about this many of them, by the way, not all those boxes. And the FBI, the FBI, remember they did the fraudulent binder markers and all that stuff, remember all that? Lied under oath, and so did Jack Smith. All these people have to be prosecuted. The FBI personnel, FBI agents that went into Mar-a-Lago with those fake binder markings, it says highly classified, red and yellow, and then spread them out on the bed and took pictures of them to make Donald Trump look extra guilty, they all need to go to federal prison. The agents themselves, federal prison. I don't care if it's for a day, a week, a month, or 10 years, federal prison. Every politician who's a legitimate conservative, the reason why Lindsey Graham never gets prosecuted, or Mitt Romney, oh, Aaron, you're the best. Seriously, like all those yellow and red things you see right there are fake. Fake world. Fake. Remember, they were put out as real. Jack Smith lied about it under oath. The FBI lied about this under oath. Liars. It's fake. They need to be prosecuted for it. Or the reason why they never prosecute rhinos like Mitt Romney is Mitt Romney is them. Mitt Romney votes Democrat. Every election votes Democrat. He fakes being a Republican so he can hold that seat and not allow a real Republican in there. That's why they had to take down Trump. It's all fake. Fake world. According to the report of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Representatives Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell were named in the report as having purposely leaked classified documents to several corporate media outlets. All crimes. Every single leak is a crime. So they can stack charges on them like they stack charges on Derek Chauvin. The report states that a whistleblower who served as a Democratic staffer on a congressional committee identified the two California Democrats to the FBI. The whistleblower stated they suspected that member one, which is Schiff, had previously leaked classified information, and member two, Swalwell, wanted to influence public opinion via the release of classified information. So these are the guys that want Donald Trump hung up by his bootstraps for 700 years for doing what they've already done, and he didn't do it. What was their motive for leaking classified information? They wanted to influence public opinion by committing felonious crimes. Both of them. You got to have the intestinal fortitude to do it. They have to be prosecuted. They have to be prosecuted. If we lose in court, okay. And we need to find a way to get them out of the District of Columbia and prosecuting that, because otherwise they'll end up in front of Tanya Shuckin. I could spend all day on the judicial system. But anyway, let's go to the next one. Charlie Kirk video. Here, John Solomon actually here too talking. An email obtained by John Solomon shows former acting CIA director Mike Morrell, who was the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation hoaxer, as well as Dana Bash's husband. Remember, she's out there. It's all Russian. It's all Russian disinformation. And her husband at the time, they're divorced now, was in the CIA helping to orchestrate the 51 former intel chiefs to say this has the earmarks of Russian disinformation. Imagine being these people. How do you live with yourself? How do you live with yourself being completely devoid of all self-worth and integrity? Former acting CIA director Mike Morrell asking Obama-era CIA director John Brennan if he could add his name to the infamous letter. Play for me, Creighton.
Here is the news. Just a short while ago, Just the News obtained this email. This is a very important email. It comes from the former CIA director, Mike Morrell. Yes, the guy that organized that letter from the 51 intelligence professionals who tried to fake you into thinking that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation when it wasn't. It is between him and John Brennan, one of the signatories. You know who John Brennan is. He was Obama's CIA director, right? He's the guy that told Obama, hey, Hillary Clinton is doing a dirty trick on Donald Trump called Russia collusion. Well, this is just before the presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Hunter Biden's laptop is flinging out there. This is what Mike Morrell, former CIA director, tells his successor, John Brennan. Hey, sign this letter because I'm, quote, trying to give the campaign, particularly during the debate on Thursday, a talking point to push back on Trump on this issue. A man with a security clearance, a man with the title of CIA director, knew that he wasn't creating an intelligence product, a Merrick civic duty with 51 people. He was trying to create a political moment. Damning evidence. We'll try to find out if Congress has this letter, but this is a very important piece. It is the ultimate proof that what went out on that letter was a political dirty trick coordinated with the Biden campaign.
All right, so there you go. Fake world once again. It was never Russian disinformation. And all of the media, people who are devoid of a soul. I mean, imagine sleeping like a baby at night and your job is to be Joseph Goebbels. That's everybody in the media. Your job is to be Joseph Goebbels. And they sleep like babies at night. And imagine this. Imagine being the CIA, acting CIA director, Mike Morrell, asking your predecessor, John Brennan, to sign this letter, falsely claiming that this has all the earmarks of Russian disinformation, right? Here it is. Look at this. Look at this. This is what's going on in our government. Fake world. Fake world. Okay, Michael, add my name to the list, says John Brennan. Good initiative. This is good initiative. The bold-faced freaking lie. Country $37 trillion in debt. Foreign adversaries growing. Their militaries by the day. Iran has nukes. China has nukes. Pakistan has nukes. India has nukes. And this is the initiative. This is good initiative, according to Brennan, to Mike Morrell. Okay, Michael, add my name to the list. Good initiative. Thanks for asking me to sign on. On Monday, October 19, 2020, Mike Morrell wrote, John, can I add your name to this list? We'll be adding Leon Panetta, Sue Gordon, Jeb Johnson, George, I don't know what George is, Lisa Monaco, who's second in charge of the DOJ as we speak right now, and Mike Rogers today. And working on adding Dan Coats, Mike Rogers, and Tom Bossert, and lots of others. I see career folk trying to get. Now, I thought you were the acting CIA director. Why would you be involved in the presidential campaign? I thought you were supposed. They were always told that the DOJ, and I know CIA is not part of the DOJ, but we're always told that the DOJ operates independently of the administrations, right? I mean, that's what we're told. And here, Morrell, at this time, this is a guy working for Trump, who's actually sabotaging Trump. This is why it's so much better this time, because people like Mike Morrell will never be acting CIA director under Donald Trump anymore. Now you got John Ratcliffe. Watch out. This would never happen with him. This is their John Brennan giving Morrell a compliment. Good initiative. His initiative is trying to give the campaign he's not allowed to do this for Trump either. But not only did he not do it for Trump, he did it for the person opposing Donald Trump. Trying to give the campaign, particularly during the debate on Thursday, a talking point to push back on Trump on this issue. This was Trump's CIA director at the time. Federal prison. Conspiracy against rights. Federal prison for Mike Morrell. Federal prison for Johnny Brennan. Federal prison, fake world. Everything they said about the laptop, fake. And then, of course, the New York Post banned off of social media for saying that which is true. Just like this podcast, banned off of social media for saying that which is true. Banned for life off of YouTube for saying what is true and that ivermectin works. You're like, I'm watching on YouTube right now. That's just because Aaron worked it out somehow. I don't know why we're on YouTube, because we're banned. Well, I wasn't banned for life. The church was banned for life. So it's all fake, giant, fake world. And you see what the CIA is doing by Trump's CIA director, conspiring with Obama's CIA director to call Hunter Biden's laptop Russian disinformation when they already had, the FBI already had it in their possession, knew it wasn't Russian disinformation, and told Morrell it wasn't. It's the same thing that happened with Carter Page when they used Carter Page to one-hop rule and bug wiretap Trump Tower. The FBI asked the CIA, is Carter Page an asset? The CIA sent back, yes, he is. He is a CIA asset, so yes, he's supposed to be talking to Russia. He's working for us. And the attorney for the FBI changed the yes to no. It was criminally prosecuted for it, but now it's been reinstated by the bar. And is working, making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Again, if that was you and me, we'd be somehow, you and I would be chipping rocks in a prison camp for the rest of our lives. All right, let's go to the next one. Pick from Mail Online. Is that where? Yep, there we go. Here he is, Mail Online. More evidence COVID was tinkered with in a lab. Now scientists find, you can see the date on the bottom. Now scientists find virus contains tiny chunk of DNA that matches sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic began. That's kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, it's an old article, but you know, this is the stuff. It's a fake world. Who's Moderna work for? The NIH. They're partners with the, no, that's not possible because Moderna is a private company. Yeah, that's called fascism. The merging of corporatism and governance. Moderna basically works for Anthony Fauci because they share patents and they share scientists in the NIH labs where they're developing vaccines, allegedly. But it's weird because Moderna, look at the article. Now scientists find virus contains tiny chunk of DNA that matches sequence patented by Moderna 3 years. So inside the virus that was created in the Wuhan Institute of Virology via Bill Gates funding, via Peter Daszak funding that was given to him, Peter Daszak, funded by Anthony Fauci, Equal Health Alliance, tens of millions of dollars from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, millions of dollars from Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak. It's kind of weird because it's almost like they wanted to create a virus so they could sell their vaccine. And remember, Anthony Fauci refused to answer the question about how much money in royalties have you received via Moderna patents and sales of their vaccine. He refused to answer that question. I wonder why he refused to answer it. And every day, just so you know, John Kirby walks around, Anthony Fauci walks around with Secret Service protection paid by Aaron Yeager and me.
Great.
And Heather.
Yeah.
All of us in this office right now. Creighton doesn't pay taxes yet. So there you go. That's the truth. It's kind of weird that they find inside the virus, DNA that matches a sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic outbreak. So they caused the fire and they put the fire out with their vaccines, although the vaccine doesn't put the fire out. It just kills the people who are on fire. Let's go to the next one. Chief Nerd video. Cash Patel, Gina Haspel, as director of the CIA, authorized 6 case officers to be paid off. So you got Mike Morrell doing this stuff. Gina Haspel, who did she work for? Donald Trump. Gina Haspel, as somebody came up to her, I'm trying to remember who it was that recommended Gina Haspel. It is some stupid idiot. I can't remember who it was. It may have been Chris Christie. I'm not sure that'll hold me that. Comes up and says, get Gina Haspel. Gina Haspel is a deep state puppet for the globalist left. And somebody tells Trump that's a great idea to put her in charge of the CIA. Cash Patel, Chief Nerd Video. Gina Haspel, as director of the CIA, authorized 6 case officers to be paid off. Paid off to lie to the world where COVID came from. We just showed you that in the NIH labs, because they're partners with Moderna. So the Moderna / NIH labs, they had patented materials in those labs that was found in the coronavirus. Patented materials that were in the lab to allegedly create a vaccine for a virus that's not transmissible to humans. And then suddenly it was actually found, those patented materials were actually found in the virus itself. So they created a vaccine to stop the virus that they created and make millions upon billions of dollars. And it never stopped the virus anyway. All right, so here it is. Cash Patel, Gina Haspel. Play it for me.
So I already told you what we did when we briefed Trump on the originations and what he did, based on the intel we had at the time. Then enter Fauci in the media. No, the Chinese would never do this. It's not about, no, it didn't come from them. Then the wet bat thing came out and some other goofy whatever.
Right.
Okay, what did we just learn 6 weeks ago? Gina Haspel, as director of the CIA, under Trump, authorized 6 case officers and intelligence analysts to be paid off so that they would change their assessment on COVID origination.
Correct.
That's not a Cash Patel thing.
That's CIA.
That's a CIA institutional decision to spend taxpayer dollars to lie to the world where COVID came from because it fit the narrative that Fauci and the media wanted out there, along with Gina Haspel, because she didn't want Donald Trump to get the credit for reading the intel right and making the hard right decision. But what happens is we're 2 years down the road from that, 3, and that story's been written. You know, that iron has been cast. So half the public is like, what are you guys talking about? That's a right-wing conspiracy. And this is why it's so important to keep drilling at that work, because many more of these instances of conduct will come to light if brave whistleblowers, congressional oversight.
And that's given me a lot of hope.
Again, Gina Haspel, as director of the CIA, authorized 6 case officers to be paid off, and they were actually paid off by Anthony Fauci. He went over there to the CIA, and I'm going to play this in a second. I don't mean to ruin the story, but he goes over to the CIA, and they never signed him into their visitor logs. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you and I went in there. You and I would be cavity searched, and we'd be on the visitor log, but not Anthony Fauci. So they because 6 out of 7 CIA scientists said this was not naturally occurring. This virus was not naturally occurring. It was man-made. And Anthony Fauci goes over there and reverses it to where 6 say that it was naturally occurring, and only 1 said that it comes from lab. He reversed it by paying people off with money. Actual money. I don't remember the numbers, but it's actual cash. All right, Real Robert video. I will say this again. Here's the Fauci part. Play for me.
Fox News alert. New evidence has just surfaced tying Dr. Anthony Fauci to the CIA's cover-up of COVID-19. Last week, a whistleblower claimed the CIA was paying people off to bury the lab leak theory. And now this, from the House committee investigating the pandemic origins. Quote, Dr. Fauci was escorted into Central Intelligence Agency, CIA headquarters, without a record of entry, and participated in the analysis to influence the agency's review. The committee is now ordering HHS to hand over documents detailing all of Fauci's movements during the pandemic in and out of CIA-controlled sites.
So basically, you've already heard all of that, but once again, Anthony Fauci's dispatched over to the CIA to totally and completely reverse the CIA course. The CIA course was 6 out of 7 of their scientists said, this is a man-made virus. And when Anthony Fauci went over to the CIA, was not required to log in, so it was a secret visit. He walked out with 6 out of 7 saying that it was naturally occurring. I wonder why that is. What are they trying to cover up? The very fact that Anthony Fauci was a part of actually manufacturing this virus. That's what they're trying to cover up. And then profited off of it, just like everybody in the NIH did, because they're partnered with Moderna in a fascistic partnership. Fake world. We're told it was pangolins. Remember, we told it was pangolins. It was the fish market, 1,000 miles south. 1,000 miles south. And then all the Christians. Fish market, 1,000 miles south of Wuhan. And all the Christians sign up and stand 6 feet apart like a bunch of, talk about drones, automatons. They all just stand, all the Christians and all the conservatives. And I know you guys that are watching right now, 904 people that I can see, and all the people, 6 minutes left on CTN. And then switch over to Rumble, 6 minutes left on CTN. And I know that all of you are the exception to it, and if you aren't, you probably repented of it. But all the Christians and all the conservatives, listen to these people. Listen to Gina Haspel. Why? All they have to do is find the correct narrative, and all the Christians and all the conservatives jump on board. I mean, again, and I said this last night, so I don't mean to be redundant, but I just want to get this out there. It's amazing to me that they'll jump, Christians and Christian conservatives, of which I'm one, they'll be like, we know these drones, you know, this is fake, and we know these drones are coming from China and everything else, like Mike McCall says, they're coming from China. they're perfect with that, but then the very same people telling them that these are airplanes tell you to take a shot and you take it. I don't get it. It's, I mean, all it has to be is a perfectly crafted narrative, and all the Christians and all the conservatives line up and take a clot shot and dutifully put on two masks, stand 6 feet apart, and close their churches. Amazing to me. Really is. You're like, Tom, it's been almost 5 years. Get over it. I don't know if I'll ever get over it. I don't know if because I just don't get it. I don't get how people don't question leftists. How are you, as a right winger who hates abortion, taking an abortionist clot shot? Why would you do that? Why would you take an abortionist medical advice to stand 6 feet apart and close your churches and shelter in place? Why would you ever do that? It's completely nonsensical. You got to be on the beach alone with a mask on. People did it. Christians did that. I mean, again, I won't do it, but I'd love to do it. It's just do an expose of all the ridiculous pictures of churches during COVID. And who are they listening to? Anthony Fauci, Gina Haspel, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. People who they say they're ideologically, politically, and theologically opposed to, but all those people have to do is give them marching orders and all the Christians follow it. All right, I can't. I'll get off of it because I know it's another 30 minutes. But anyway, so what about what's happened with Assad in Syria? We already saw the fake story last night. Completely fake, made-up CNN story. We saw that last night. How fake is the entire situation? Let's look. Vigilant Fox video. Rep. Thomas Massie believes the U.S. government orchestrated, or at the very least, facilitated regime change in Syria. Play for me.
Let's talk about the timing of this. Remember, Tulsi Gabbard was in Congress, and she and I collaborated on a lot of these efforts to stop our meddling, the U.S. meddling in Syria. And now she's been named as the head of DNI. Well, I think that was the signal to the deep state to go in for the kill and get this over with, because Trump and some of his nominees like Tulsi Gabbard are signaling that we are not going to carry on the policies of Obama and the deep state.
So that's why, I've been thinking that we've been talking about that on our show, that it seemed the timing of all of this just seems incredibly fishy. So it is your assessment that this was really an effort here before Trump gets into office to go in and basically put in place this sort of deep state CIA plan in Syria. It's clear as day to you, it seems.
It's clear as day to me. And, you know, whether it was led by the United States or whether we just encouraged it, definitely the timing is not a mistake. When you find a turtle on a fence post, it didn't get there by accident. So, for instance, some of the stronger powers that be, like Israel, they used their military forces to bomb the dozens of jets and helicopters in Syria. Basically, what these terrorists couldn't do, other people in the Middle East hurry up and did here in this last week to make sure that Assad didn't have the typical resources that a government would have to respond to these threats.
It's just typical. It's typical CIA. It's the same thing that happened in Egypt. It's the same thing. Not Egypt. Oh crap! I forgot. Oh gosh, Aaron, what's Benghazi? What's
Libya?
Libya. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Libya, same thing that happened in Libya, same thing happening here. Now, Libya used to be by African standards, a first world country. They take out Muammar Gaddafi. That's the infamous video of Hillary Clinton saying, "We came, we saw, he's dead." That's that video. So they replace him with an ISIS leader and turns that country into, this is where I miss cussing, a giant poop show controlled by ISIS. Same thing happened. They put in charge of Syria somebody who was on the FBI's most wanted list as a terrorist, is now running Syria. As leftist media puts out, Syria is free. How are they free when they now are under Sharia law? Try being gay in Syria right now. How are you free?
Right.
Now try being Christian in Syria right now. How are you free? But yet the mainstream media actually puts that out that they're free. It's just very convenient timing. That after all these years, right before Trump takes office, it could expose all the malfeasance going on in the region, that suddenly Assad leaves. And Israel does targeted strikes right in the right moment. And right before Tulsi Gabbard takes over the position of DNI, suddenly Assad is gone. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? All right, let's go to the next one. Man of Memes video, is that where I'm at? Okay, now I had to show you this. This is old, but I mean, it's too good not to show you. It's too not, I mean, I grew up thinking Richard Nixon was wrong. Do you? Do you? I mean, I'm just asking that Richard Nixon, but isn't it, what? Same thing I say all the time. The same demons that were controlling Adolf Hitler in the 1930s and 40s are the same ones controlling the deep state now out of Davos, out of London, and out of Beijing, out of Glasgow, Scotland, World Health Organization, UN, same demons, same Nazism, same fascism. Call us fascism, they call us fascists, and we have no characteristics of fascists at all. So the fascists are calling you a fascist. So was Nixon actually guilty? Did he actually commit these crimes? Or was it just another collusion hoax? Well, let's look at it. It's a Man of Memes video. Play for me, Creighton.
Nixon, Richard Nixon. Yet somehow, without a single vote being cast by a single American voter, Richard Nixon was kicked out of office and replaced by the only unelected president in American history. So we went from the most popular president to a president nobody voted for. Wait a minute, you may ask. Why didn't I know that? Wasn't Richard Nixon a criminal? Wasn't he despised by all decent people? No, he wasn't. In fact, if any president could claim to be the people's choice, it was Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon was reelected in 1972 by the largest margin of the popular vote ever recorded before or since. Nixon got 17 million more votes than his opponent. Less than 2 years later, he was gone. He was forced to resign. And in his place, an obedient servant of the federal agencies called Gerald Ford took over the White House. How did that happen? Well, it's a long story, but here are the highlights, and they tell you a lot. Richard Nixon believed that elements in the federal bureaucracy were working to undermine the American system of government and had been doing that for a long time. He often said that. He was absolutely right. On June 23rd, 1972, Nixon met with the then CIA director Richard Helms at the White House. During the conversation, which thankfully was tape recorded, Nixon suggested he knew, quote, who shot John, meaning President John F. Kennedy. Nixon further implied that the CIA was directly involved in Kennedy's assassination, which we now know it was. Helms' telling response, total silence. But for Nixon, it didn't matter because it was already over. 4 days before, on June 19th, the Washington Post had published the first of many stories about a break-in at the Watergate office building. Unbeknownst to Nixon and unreported by the Washington Post, four of the five burglars worked for the CIA. The first of many dishonest Watergate stories was written by a 29-year-old Metro reporter called Bob Woodward. Who exactly was Bob Woodward? Well, he wasn't a journalist. Bob Woodward had no background whatsoever in the news business. Instead, Bob Woodward came directly from the classified areas of the federal government. Shortly before Watergate, Woodward was a naval officer at the Pentagon. He had a top secret clearance. He worked regularly with the intel agencies. At times, Woodward was even detailed to the Nixon White House, where he interacted with Richard Nixon's top aides. Soon after leaving the Navy, for reasons that have never been clear, Woodward was hired by the most powerful news outlet in Washington and assigned the biggest story in the country. And just to make it crystal clear what was actually happening, Woodward's main source for his Watergate series was the deputy director of the FBI, Mark Felt. And Mark Felt ran, and we're not making this up, the FBI's COINTELPRO program, which was designed to secretly discredit political actors the federal agencies wanted to destroy, people like Richard Nixon. And at the same time, those same agencies were also working to take down Nixon's elected vice president, Spiro Agnew. In the fall of 1973, Agnew was indicted for tax evasion and forced to resign. His replacement was a colorless congressman from Grand Rapids called Gerald Ford. What was Ford's qualification for the job? Well, he had served on the Warren Commission, which absolved the CIA of responsibility for President Kennedy's murder. Nixon was strong-armed into accepting Gerald Ford by Democrats in Congress. Quote, we gave Nixon no choice but Ford, Speaker of the House Carl Albert later boasted. 8 months later, Gerald Ford of the Warren Commission was the President of the United States. See how that works? So those are the facts. Not speculation, all of that actually happened. None of it's secret, most of it actually is on Wikipedia. But no mainstream news organization has ever told that story. It's so obvious, yet it's intentionally ignored. And as a result, permanent Washington remains in charge of our political system. Unelected lifers in the federal agencies make the biggest decisions in American government and crush anyone who tries to rein them in. And in the process, our democracy becomes a joke.
Pretty much too much to summarize on that, but let's put together a correlation or two here. So 4 out of the 5 burglars that burglarized the hotel were actually CIA agents. Now that sounds eerily familiar, doesn't it? Because in the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping hoax, 12 out of the 18 suspects were FBI assets. That's weird, isn't it? And everyone always thinks Woodward and Bernstein, these great journalists. You're not even a journalist. He was a naval officer with top secret clearance who suspiciously left the Navy with no explanation and was hired by, I believe it was the Washington Post, and assigned to the FBI director who was known for, whose name was Mark Felt, who was, his job basically was to destroy Republican opposition when they took down Spiro Agnew and then made sure they had Gerald Ford, who was on the Warren Commission, which cleared the CIA of the Kennedy assassination. There's much more. Keep that video played over and over again. You get a lot more out of it than that. But this all started for Nixon when he met with Richard Helms, CIA director, and said, I know who shot John. And then everything went to Hades after that for Richard Nixon. Kind of weird, isn't it? And we've all been taught. We've all been taught our whole lives that Richard Nixon is a criminal. Just like they would try to do that with Trump. When these are orchestrated non-crimes from the deep state. They're non-crimes. It's actually crimes that the deep state commits, like what they did with Matt Gaetz. Tom, get over Matt Gaetz. Never. Never. Bottom line, CIA wanted $20 to $25 million to pay for an operation. So that's what they did. They tried to extort $25 million off of Matt Gaetz. I'm not going to get into it because it'll be 30 minutes, but that's what happened. CIA or FBI, I can't remember which. But anyway, it's all the same. They're all the same. All right, let me show you a couple minutes of this stuff here, some vaccine stuff. Wide Awake Media video, RFK Jr. sets smug, know-it-all journalists straight on the topic of vaccines. Play it for me.
One of the biggest controversies surrounding your candidacy is your stance on childhood vaccines. Nearly every scientific and medical organization, including the CDC, the FDA, the AMA, the American Academy of Pediatrics, all say you're wrong on this issue. This leads us to our very first question from our audience. It's Dr. Tariq Butt, who specializes...
I would ask you one thing. On what issue?
On childhood vaccines.
What about them?
And whether they ever cause autism or damage kids. They all say these vaccines have saved millions of lives.
They never damage kids.
I don't think anybody has said they never have. There might be a child here, but overall, all those organizations say vaccines are safe and have saved millions and millions of lives. But let's get to our audience question from Dr. Butts.
Good evening. Eradication of chickenpox and polio from the U.S. and many parts of the world is a direct result of regular vaccines. Measles, mumps, rubella, and many diseases are preventable. And there's little to no evidence of these diseases in vaccinated population. Your vaccine stance is dangerous to the health and well-being of millions. Medical experts are deeply concerned about your message. How can we help you to come to the side of science?
What was the question? How can you help me come to my senses?
No.
No.
Side of science?
You are a very smart person.
Okay, so, you know, I think most people don't know what my stance is on vaccines. I've never been anti-vaccine. And I've said that hundreds and hundreds of times, but it doesn't matter. Because that is a way of silencing me, using that pejorative to describe me as a way of silencing or marginalizing me. My position on vaccines, I think, virtually every American would agree with my stance on vaccines, which is that vaccines should be tested like other medicines. They should be safety tested. And unfortunately, vaccines are not safety tested. They're not, there's 72 vaccine doses now mandated, essentially mandated, they're recommended, but they're really mandated for American children. None of them, not one, has ever been subject to a pre-licensing placebo-controlled trial.
Yes, they have.
No.
Yes, they have.
Okay, let me just say something. Dr. Fauci and many other people for many years said this, that yeah, Bobby Kennedy, when he says that, is wrong. So I met with Dr. Fauci in 2016, you know, and I agreed to go on Trump's Vaccine Safety Commission, and I was with Aaron Seary and Lynn Redwood and a number of other people, and we said to him, can you show us one test from any vaccine, pre-licensing safety test? And he said, I'll send it to you. I can't find one now. He never did, so we sued him. We sued Aaron Seary and I sued HHS. And after a year of litigation and stonewalling, they said that they could not provide a single safety study for any vaccine that is on the childhood schedule, pre-licensing safety study. So anybody who wants to read that can go to to the Children's Health Defense website, and you can read HHS's admission that not a single one has ever been safety tested pre-licensing. Now, what I've said is other medicines are required to do that, and we should have to do that for vaccines. If I'm wrong, show me the test, show me the study. You won't be able to, because there are none. That means that we don't know what the long-term risks are, the risk profile of those.
So the first part of it, it's funny, because RFK Jr. says that now one childhood vaccination, by the way, get this, Heather, she's had four kids, there's now 72 mandated vaccinations. And you're like, no, mandated, they're not really, they're mandated if you want your kid to be in school. Mandated, 72 vaccinations now that they get before they're like four. So, and I don't know that number, but it's something, it's early, very early on in life. So anyway, 72 childhood vaccinations. None of which, not one of them, has ever gone through a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. Not one. So in other words, they've never been tested. They've never been tested to see whether or not they cause harm to anybody. A double-blind placebo-controlled trial where one group believes they're getting it and the other person actually is getting the vaccination. It's a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. Both the people are getting injected. One's getting injected with saline. The other person is getting injected with the vaccine. With the vaccine to test long term the effects of these vaccinations. Oh, Aaron, what was her name again? Do you remember?
Elizabeth Vargas.
Elizabeth Vargas. So Elizabeth, yeah, leave that up for me. Thank you. So when he says that none of these vaccines are ever tested with this double blind placebo controlled trial, she interjects, "Yes, they have." Based on what, Elizabeth? Lizzie, based on what? Have you researched it? I mean, again, she's nothing more than a stenographer for the globalist left. She's a disgusting, vile, soulless human being that will just spout out, yes, they've been tested. Has she ever done research into double-blind placebo-controlled trials? We honestly believe that Elizabeth Vargas, who's as dumb as a box of sand, has ever actually gone and researched these things? Not one. And so RFK Jr. asked Fauci. Trump actually ordered Fauci to meet with RFK, and RFK challenged him, said, none of your vaccines are actually tested. None. Like everything else. If you want to make Excedrin, which is aspirin with a little caffeine in it, it's got to be tested with a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. But not your kid's vaccination. Not your kid's vaccination, just Excedrin or Tylenol does. Any medication has to go through these trials, but not many, no vaccinations, because sadly, Ronald Reagan granted them indemnity. So they don't have to do it. If they kill people, it doesn't matter. They make $100 billion. They pay $4 billion in lawsuit expenses. That's it. So they're done. They walk away with $96 billion. That's the point of it. It's what's happening right now. So RFK Jr., Donald Trump orders Fauci to meet with RFK Jr. And RFK says, you know, Fauci, you've been calling me a liar all these years. Produce with for me. Now, Fauci knows he's going to meet with RFK Jr., obviously months in advance. You think he'd bring these trials with him, right? Because Fauci has been saying for years, I don't know if it's under oath or not, but with public statements that, don't worry, your child's vaccination schedule has been properly tested. Not one of them out of the 72 is properly tested. Not one of them is. There's no safety trials for any of them. You aware of that? Not one. So you think Fauci would come with the corroborative materials, right? That prove the facts that he's been stating, the facts that he's been stating for years. But he didn't, he tells RFK, I don't have them with me right now, but I'll send them to you. And then he didn't send them for months and months and months. And then he was sued and they met him. HHS met him, met RFK Jr. on the steps of the courthouse and said, you know what? You're right. You're right. We've never tested these childhood vaccinations and all these kids are dead because of it. They didn't admit that part. Imagine that. Again, you're lying as Anthony Fauci. For years, kids are dying, but you're profiteering, so it doesn't matter that kids are dying. Boy, there's a hell. God is stoking the flame. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28, coming, Fauci. So they say, and Elizabeth Vargas, oh no, they've been tested. Go to the next one for you, Creighton. Look at this out of Gateway Pundit. Weird, look at the date. Look at the date. Moderna halts mRNA RSV vaccine trial for children because it's never been double-blind placebo-controlled. It's never had a double-blind placebo-controlled trial because they don't have to. And everybody calls RFK a nutsack over it. Wrong. The actual nutsacks are the ones accusing him of being a nutsack. Moderna halts the mRNA RSV vaccination because children after five infants were hospitalized after taking it. Oh, it's no big deal. Just the kids were hospitalized. And they have mRNA, so are they just now a perpetual producer of RSV virus? Just like that's what the mRNA vaccination does with COVID, is make you a perpetual producer of the spike protein? All right, 10:14, that's good. I could go on and on and on with vaccine stuff, believe me. All right, Rumble Rants tonight, Gucci Buckeye, $20, Tammy L. Margrader, $10, Big Jim, Go Blue, $10. Thank you guys so much. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. Like mixing some holiday stuff in there. You're going to love it. Stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game back here tomorrow night, 9:00. Don't miss it. God bless you guys.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for a dollar a day to save this or that, wouldn't you rather save an entire village by giving them 5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon 1,000 hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8:16-17. Join heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours. And it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it. Because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.